producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Thanksgiving on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here, and so that makes my life more pleasant.
Aww.
More
happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Affable. Yes, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. So, two ladies and one fine gentleman.
I know. Finally, the numbers are in our favor, Kara.
Well, they are when Kara's here and Roberta's here. So here we have yet another day. Another shooting, another protest. I have almost come to the point where I don't want to even talk about these things, because what happens is people, we've had these conversations on the air, off the air, about the police and people who want to say there's nothing that the police do that's wrong, and people who say there is not anything about the police that's any good. Somewhere between those two statements is something that's reality. But when you once again see almost on a daily basis, another shooting in Chicago, and the protests look angrier, if that's the right way of referring to them, than the shooting. I mean, the creation of what happens.
Only a second of it, Dougie, because I like.
What's
the point
of watching it?
Yeah, I feel so.
What does
sick
it add to your life?
Nothing. And it was kind of by accident. I came home. I worked actually till probably 8:30, 8:45 last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I came home and I just flipped on the TV while I was making some dinner and feeding the cat and rushing around. And I come into the living room and I see this protester, and believe me, I think in this case these guys have every right to be ticked off at this policeman. It doesn't seem like he was doing the right thing.
Nope.
But it's like this self-fulfilling prophecy. It's like you have the bad event, and then you have the protest, and then the protesters act in such a way that they create more drama.
More
animosity.
Well, what's happening, Jen, it's not only there, but elsewhere around the country. Look at the three white males who shot and injured five people during a Black Lives Matter protest in Minneapolis. So it goes from one, okay, the people in Chicago are upset about what happened in Minneapolis. People in St. Louis are upset about what happened in Ferguson. People in Virginia are upset about the things that happened in Washington. People in Arizona are upset about the thing that happened in Atlanta. And this just becomes it just goes around and around. It's like a gerbil in a cage.
But
the same stuff.
The image that I was referring to is you have this man, and he is a black gentleman who's in the face, and I shouldn't use the word gentleman, I think. He was in the face of this police officer who, by all accounts, has probably done nothing wrong. He's probably one of the good cops who's out on the street having to deal with crowd control in this situation. And this guy is so in his face. I mean, there is no space between their noses.
Well,
and he's just staring.
That gives these people the opportunity who want to protest no matter what because they've got a bad attitude. So they take their attitude to the street based on what happened. They'll use any excuse. There are white people who do this, as is obvious with the case in Minneapolis. There are black people who do it.
And
they just want to be angry and upset and stir things up.
And then by doing this, this perpetuates some of the issues that are already in some of these police officers' heads. You know, I mean, it just, everything grows. And
the black protesters' heads as well. It's around and around and around and around, and where it stops.
Believe it or not, I don't want to blame President Obama for everything. I know that sometimes it's easy to, and I think and I've said this to you before, I've never felt more divided racially in this country in my lifetime. I know it's been worse, but I'm 30-something years old, and in my lifetime it feels like we're pretty divided by race right now.
Yeah, we are. There's not anything that's been gained by having, in that circumstance, by having
a black
president.
We have a black president, and I don't understand why I feel like when he does come out to speak on anything racial, it's only to feed a certain storyline to to feed some kind of political maneuvering.
Well, we're all...
I would love to see him say, enough with this.
Yeah, well,
enough. We need to get together here. We're all one people.
I think he's done that on some occasions, depending on how you look at it. But what it does, it shows the faultiness in, if that's the right word, in how it is that we think. We want one person to set the tone for stuff. This guy's not capable of setting a tone. And so where do we go? Why can't we see it in ourselves? Why can't we find... This is something to think about this Thanksgiving weekend. From now until next week, or maybe next month or next year, or for the rest of your lives, think about what you do to make a difference. What you do to do things that matter, that keep a lid on stuff. Thanksgiving conversation. Don't get into an argument about stuff just because somebody else
or
has an attitude.
Argue respectfully. I mean, well, that's the thing, is no one knows how to tell their viewpoint without
being
rude.
There's no respect, or I shouldn't say no, but there's very little respect for authority. I have very little, and I demonstrate that on the air, and some people say, well, you haven't got any respect for authority. I find authority feeds on itself. And when you look around, you see all of the things that happen. These police examples are one of them, but there are many others. There's a report today about how much money is being made by the military-industrial complex on all of this fighting all around the world. It's a bonanza.
Although, and I know, I don't know how this is going to make you feel. And I don't. Do you want me to switch gears for you for a minute? Because there was a story out yesterday about President Obama's executive order. It's sort of related to this, actually. After Ferguson, President Obama did an executive order that stripped law enforcement of military equipment, which
yes.
I know you didn't like to see. You like
no,
you
I
didn't
did.
Like to see the police officers.
I wanted
the
them
military.
Stripped of it. I right. wanted them stripped. Yes.
This is going. This went into effect yesterday,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know, and you know, I was kind of with you. I mean, you don't want to see tanks on the local level,
no.
and but
no,
at the same time,
use them.
Pushing it today, this moment, when you've got the threat of terror and the State Department issuing travel warnings throughout this country and throughout the world for Americans, and you see local law enforcement being stripped of military equipment.
No, wrong word, not being stripped. The military, the stuff hasn't gone.
What would you call it?
I would say it's not going to be delivered. The stuff that's there is already there.
No, the stuff that's there is being taken away.
Where?
That's what happened yesterday. The stuff, like in Ferguson, when you saw the...
Well, they went in with stuff after the fact. The Ferguson police had some stuff, but there were other implements that were brought in there, and these people don't know how to operate them. I have no question in my mind that we have become a police state, a militarized state. And if you go back to the history of our country, the only time I was saying earlier today how thankful I feel that we've never in our lifetime and frankly, in the lifetimes of the last five generations or six generations, we haven't had war on our soil.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been a war fought on Canadian soil since the British left. Since the Civil War, we haven't fought a war on our country. The Mexicans haven't fought a war down there since the Spanish got out, in essence. There hasn't been any big fighting. There was fighting between the Mexicans and the Texans or the Americans, whatever you want to call them, in the 1840s. But after the Civil War, there's basically been no war fought here, except the one we have with ourselves. After we're having, this is kind of a war, the war between the blacks and the whites, and the rich and the poor that the media fosters. Who has it, who doesn't have it, why should I have a gun and you don't have a gun, and you know, that kind of stuff. And I believe, yes, you're suggesting, and that's what's coming from some circles, that now when we're under the most threat of having some kind of terrorist attack, that the police ought to have all of this stuff.
And look, I'm not suggesting anything. I'm actually saying, the only thing I suggest is that there's a real gray line right now, because I kind of agree with you in the sense I don't want to see the police departments even have a need for that military style equipment. There's just a gray line now. It's a weird time, because it just so happens on the day when all of this stuff, you know, the weeks before all of this, everything's blowing up and there's threats, and then this is the image that we see. It's just, it's really
right.
blurry.
So you want to know what else goes into effect today?
Something good, I hope.
Well, depends.
No.
This could be construed as good.
Okay.
The United States Food and Drug Administration, 1 year ago today, announced that calorie labeling rules, which required establishments that sell prepared foods and have 20 or more locations around their either immediate area or around the country have to post calorie content on their menus and displays effective today. So it was a year ago it was enacted.
That's good news.
And today, the new federal rules, and it's, you've seen them in operation. Mm-hmm. You know, they haven't, you've seen the people who got up and put the information ahead of schedule. The new rules, standardized rules, help supposedly to avoid situations in which chain restaurants subject to the federal requirements had to meet different requirements in different states. So this made them all the same. And what really is troubling about it, I mean, it's good in some respects, and you can find good and bad in most anything if you really work through it. In this circumstance, the information that people ought to have on their own, people ought to be curious enough to know, okay, what is it that I'm eating? Instead of being had the Fed say you have to spoon feed this information to this people to these people, more government. I'd like to think that we had folks who are intelligent enough to want to know what it is they're eating. But the real cynical side of this is that because the big pharma, big ag, all these companies have gotten together to keep labels from showing up on food. How do you know if they don't put the labels on in the first place?
And that's kind of what I like about this, because I think that in most cases people are getting smarter about what they eat, but companies are also getting smarter about what they shove into things and you're not expecting.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
Most people think yogurt's health food until you look and realize how much sugar or aspartame is shoved
it's
into
not
it,
health
you
food?
Know? Yeah, so it's
not.
Like, well, in some cases,
it's not
for the right stuff.
I'm going to have my Yoplait.
Yeah, I mean, so I think actually the food labeling just, you know, it helps you if you are trying to make that choice, and if you're not, you just don't read the package. Done that plenty of times.
I like it, and that's it.
Oops, that package just fell off. Can't read it now.
Past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Jennifer Horn at, and I said it was 18 after already, didn't
it? Yeah, it's all right.
All right.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
New fuels are being sold at gasoline filling stations in certain locations. Today, you can buy gas with 15% ethanol, 30%, or even 85% for certain automobiles. But these ethanol fuel blends are not best for your snowmobiles, chainsaws, generators, or UTVs. I'm Chris Kaiser, president of the Outdoor Power Equipment Institute. To remind you to look before you pump, only use gasoline that is E10 or less in your boats and other small engine equipment. Get more information at lookbeforeyoupump.com.
Loans are made by WebBank. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and getting a bank loan can be a hassle. Now there's another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate. Your loan through Avant can be approved in minutes. Now get a $50 Amazon gift card from Avant when your first installment is made on time. Check your rates risk-free. Go to Avant.com and enter promo code 5151 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5151.
Comfort means a state of feeling satisfied, and at thecompanystore.com, your comfort is our number one priority. For more than 100 years, the Company Store has handcrafted in the U.S. the very best bedding basics, unique items you won't find anywhere else, like our dual warmth comforters that keep you and your partner sleeping at just the right temperature. Bring comfort home today. Thecompanystore.com, 20% off your entire order plus free shipping with code RADIO at checkout. Thecompanystore.com, we are all about comfort.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear. The season's best deals, plus doorbusters. Surprise them with a Fender Squire Strat with amp and accessories, just $149. Make the holidays more musical with a ukulele or a toka djembe drum, just $29. Or a Shure vocal microphone, also just $29. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doorbusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
C so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
It's 23 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and Kara are just having a conversation because Jen, after we get off the air today, is driving to Las Vegas. And Kara says, nothing says happy Thanksgiving.
Don't you know it. But you know what, Kara? I actually might take, because, you know, my big whopping gambling budget is probably going to be maybe $20 or $40. But I might actually, you know, spend the $40 and see if I can be grateful for a big win. How about that? And if that's I right, win, I'll share.
Hold on to the thought of winning.
I'm going to win.
A great thought.
Yes.
It really is. All right. So anyway, we're at the moments. I'm still debating. I have gone on and off of this because of the quality, the low quality, the late night hosts and having some of the stuff from the monologues. I'm still hoping. And then one day I'm going to just say, nope, we're not doing this anymore.
But here's why it's great. Because anybody who is up this early with us right now.
Yeah.
Doesn't get to watch the late night shows.
Yeah, that's probably true for the most part.
You know, we're keeping people abreast.
Okay, no. This is a report to the nation.
I said breath.
On the late night program. Stephen Colbert first joking. Well, actually, both he and Seth Meyers joke about Donald Trump.
Trump is getting a lot of heat for something he said about Muslim Americans' reaction to the attacks on 9/11.
I watched when the World Trade Center came tumbling down. And I watched in Jersey City, New Jersey, where thousands and thousands of people were cheering as that building was coming down.
You know, the police say that didn't happen, and all those rumors have been on the internet for some time. So did you misspeak yesterday?
It did happen. I saw it. There were people over in New Jersey that were watching it, a heavy Arab population that were cheering as the buildings came down. Not good.
Not good. Also, not true. But if it was, he was apparently the only person who ever saw it because there is no evidence the alleged celebration ever took place.
Okay. What is funny about that? It's
nothing.
Just a shot at
him
Trump.
Saying not true. And, you know, Trump's, like, tripled down on this. Everybody's like, you're lying. He's like, no, I'm not. I saw it.
The monologue is supposed to be humorous.
It's supposed to be funny.
And what it's turning into with Colbert is his political statements again on the real, no matter who he has on there. So we're done with Colbert. Let's just
All right,
does is annoy me.
Okay,
all right.
On to the next.
So now let's see. It's time. I teased this
time
lady.
Time for Seth Meyers.
Who said the thing about Seth. As she said, I talk awful lot like everybody.
Really
I introduced Seth Meyers. It sounds just like this.
Donald Trump told NBC News today that he has the world's greatest memory. Though if that's true, why does he have to write his name on everything? Before a campaign rally in Ohio, Trump tweeted that the state is home of one of the worst presidential candidates in history, John Kasich. Though in reality, John Kasich wasn't even the worst candidate in that sentence.
That's funny.
Seth Meyers has great writers. Yeah. It's just his weirdo delivery.
All right, he's got to do it right now. I talked to Millie. Although I used to talk to Charlotte. Okay. Steve Harvey, who has a great radio program. He has a great talk show, and he does a great job on the Family Feud. Here on his daytime talk program, he jokes about whether an audience member ought to be cooking Thanksgiving for neighbors.
My husband and I just moved from Florida, and our neighbors have become everything to us. They're basically like family. I really would like to host a Thanksgiving and invite them. There's one problem, though. I'm not exactly the best cook.
Don't do that. Don't have them people over your house that on a meal. This meal only happens once a year. Listen to me. This is a once-a-year meal. I don't like being around people who can't cook the meal. You had 364 days to get it together. I really don't suggest that you cook this food for these people. For these new neighbors, they going to move. They going to move.
He's very good.
They all move.
The guy who lived out of his car for almost 3 years. This guy.
Crazy. All for the love of what they do, right?
Yeah, exactly. And look at how well it has served him well. 28 past the hour. Happy Thanksgiving from Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2244, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2244.
This report is brought to you by Zoetis. Zoetis, Inc. announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has granted the company a conditional license to market canine influenza vaccine H3N2 killed virus. Canine influenza H3N2 is a severe and highly contagious respiratory disease affecting dogs. This is the first commercially licensed vaccine to help control this disease. The first U.S. cases of CIVH3N2 were observed in Chicago, Illinois, in March 2015. Since then, there have been reports of the virus in 25 states, and the outbreak continues to spread. Because it can be difficult to diagnose, effective prevention is critical. Dr. John Coyne, Countryside Veterinary Center, Illinois.
We would rather prevent than we would treat. The clinical signs are devastating, and whenever we feel that we can prevent something, well, that's going to be much more preferred rather than treating.
For more information, visit www.dogflufacts.com. This product license is conditional. Efficacy and potency studies are in progress.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF BASF-53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today marks the day before Thanksgiving. It's Wednesday, November 25th on the Good Day program. And is somebody that I pay a lot of attention to, perhaps more attention to than anybody else.
Oh, it's me.
I'm Jennifer. Happy to have me underscore the people who are interested in what's going on and knowing that today is a safe day for you to get up and get about the business of getting ready for Thanksgiving. Are you traveling? If you're one of the millions of people listening to this program who is traveling, would you like to know where the worst traffic bottleneck will be today, tomorrow? And generally speaking, this is the worst roadway in the country. I was surprised.
I crossed my fingers that it's not one I'm going to have to be on.
No, it isn't. It is a 12-mile stretch of the Chicago Kennedy Expressway between downtown and the Eden Expressway. Carries traffic to and from.
Do anything right in Chicago
except the northern suburbs. It's up to the. It's on the way to the airport, and mm-hmm. it's the last time we were in Chicago a couple of months ago, and I think we went back. What did we do? Oh, we went to a Farm Aid. And so coming back on Sunday, even like Sunday midday, it was a bottleneck. It's a mess there. And when you actually Chicago, when you go through Chicago and you head sort of north out of the city, this is a nightmare. The American Highway Users Alliance says there are other clogged roadways. The 50 worst traffic congested roads are listed if you want to see it on their website. I want to see if I'm going to be, as Jennifer said, the worst traffic. There's some pretty bad places. But you all know, I mean, I don't know what this does other than highlight that people need to give themselves extra time mm-hmm. on a day like today. Yesterday or last night, we were driving away from Meredith to go. We went to a political rally fundraiser for a friend. And as we're driving, the roadway that she lives off of is Route 30. And it's next to the Mass Turnpike. Mass Turnpike, major thoroughfare. It's Interstate 90. So it starts in Boston and it heads west. So we're looking down from where we were down onto the highway. And the traffic is stop and go, headed into the city at 6 o'clock.
Wow.
Stop and go. Normally it's
yesterday
stop and go going out.
Bad.
Yeah, yesterday was awful.
Disappearing yesterday.
Yeah, right. There was no business. The rest of the week is done. We're finished. There's no business being done anywhere.
Well, but I'll see you later.
Yes, right. This is business. This is fun.
This is fun.
Fun, fun, fun. Okay, let's celebrate something today as we give thanks for lots of things. I give thanks for the ability that I have to be the owner-operator of a radio program in a circumstance that doesn't exist anywhere else. I started this program. Actually, I worked for four other people when I first got started in 1988 doing this program. And then I sort of took it on myself in the 90s and have been thankful that that sort of with the help of Jennifer and others along the way over the years, I've created a national brand that is recognized by people and by people running radio stations, people listening on the air, which is the most important thing. And I don't often think about how many there are, but I will give you right now what we were talking about earlier this morning, just in the way of giving thanks for all the ears that have listened for all the years. That's really, without that, what would I often think, what the heck would I be doing?
I was thinking the same thing. I'm so grateful that all of you share your day and your time.
Yeah, your time with us.
With us, because for me, it's very special to come here and share. I mean, I feel like I sit with friends for...
You are too.
Yeah. I mean, you sit with friends for 4 hours every day, and that's a great way to start your day. And you couldn't do it without the people that choose to share their day with us and communicate. I mean, I love when we get listeners and notes. And sometimes they love us, and sometimes they go, what were you talking about?
Yeah, well, that's the big idea.
That's great. I mean, it's just fun.
All right. So we have in America the ability, I was talking about my ability to have this little production company that produces four radio programs, most notably the Good Day program. It's on Monday through Friday for 6 hours a day. It's kind of a cool thing. We still have the ability. We can still, the fact remains that we can still get this done. That is, start our own businesses. We can learn how to dodge some of the clowns that are in the government that want to put us out of business for whatever the reason they do. I want to focus on one person whose birthday was this date, 1835. His name was Andrew Carnegie. He was born in Scotland, came to America in his 13th year. Family ended up in Pennsylvania. Immediately upon getting here, he got a bicycle and became a telegraph messenger boy for the Pennsylvania Railroad, because in that era, the railroads had all along the side of the track the wire for the telegraph was along the railroad track. So that by default, the railroads became the place to go when you went to get a ticket. There's always a little office, and you always saw the guy there in the old movies. You see him tapping away with the Morse code. So he was one of the kids. Every railroad station had a group of kids, young teenagers, who had bicycles that would bring the messages around, excuse me, to wherever they were supposed to go. So in that way, he became very knowledgeable and observant. He was fascinated by the railroad, went to work for the railroad, took over the railroad eventually, and with his management ability and style and his observational powers, he was able to start a steel corporation that became, and still is to this day, one of the greatest industrial enterprises the country has ever seen. Carnegie Steel Corporation was founded in, I think it was 1890, somewhere in there, when he was in his 50s. And by 1901, he had created a fortune that allowed himself to get out of the business. There was another company that started about the same time he started Carnegie Steel, which became known as U.S. Steel Corporation. He sold out, Carnegie sold out for $400 million. Can you imagine in 1901 what $400 million was worth?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's worth a lot now. I mean, think about it.
Yeah, exactly. We'd all be happy to have $400 million. Anyway,
I don't really have the room.
No, okay. Right. Well, you could get a bigger room.
Yeah.
So he founded what amounts to today we call him a 501c3. He started a trust, and now we see so many benefits: the Carnegie Foundation, Carnegie Endowment for Peace, Carnegie Institute in Washington, the Carnegie Hero Fund, which I really love. And Carnegie left $300 million to the library system. There are 2,500 libraries in our country that were started by money that was given by Andrew Carnegie. Do you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, right. Yep. And so, anyway, what a remarkable story. Immigrant comes to America, makes good. He had 13 cents to his name when he got off the boat here. And he died. By the way, he was one of the people, I live by this, one of the richest men in the world, and he was determined to give away most of his wealth for the betterment of mankind before he died.
And a tax break.
Yep. Well, I don't know how it was. No, we didn't pay income tax till 1913.
No, right?
He didn't pay income tax on anything.
He didn't have to.
This was
tax-free
money.
Look at that. Wow.
He didn't have to do it. He did it because he believed that men should not go out of the world.
He did it the right way, right?
With any more than
right
they came in to the world with. He gave away his fortune for the most part. But the interesting thing is the $100 million or so that was left to his family after he gave away $300 and some odd million is worth, with all of these various things that were created around it, his family's wealth is about 100 times bigger today than it was when he died. That $100 million has grown into, because if you understand how to invest stuff, there are all kinds of things, intelligent things that you can do with your money, and it just grows, you know. I go back to the argument that you hear all the time about the one percenters and, yeah, let's take the money from the rich and we'll give it to the poor and all that nonsense. Here's a guy who gave away what he wanted to give away because he wanted to give it away. Not that you are obliged, if you have the money, to give it away. I feel that if I have any thing that is of value, that I will have given it away by the time I pass on. I'm going to use it for myself and do good things with it and do a lot of things that I hope will be fun.
If you want to feel like Carnegie-esque, I would be here to help you, Dougie.
Okay, Jennifer, that's nice to know. But I think food for thought. Here's the two or three things that come out of this as a lesson. Here's a guy who had desire. He was smart. He created something. He lived with it. He protected it. And it still can be done. You see all of these things. Bill Gates certainly is a good example of that. Jobs, all these guys that have created the Google and other enterprises, Amazon, Bezos. I mean, these people all had a vision. They just are applying
what could be done. And
they didn't
hit the victim button either,
no,
by the way.
No, they were determined to get it done. Now, they may have been, Steve Jobs is not exactly the world's greatest human being, but sometimes that's what happens in these circumstances. But the end result is that a lot of people have been helped by what they do. And you, too, if you have a desire and an idea, then there are lots of different ways of pursuing it. So, but I think that Carnegie is a great example of what this country is all about and something to be thankful for. 44 past the hour on Good Day.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This is Jane Applegate with a staple small business tip. Small business owners may have flexible hours, but we work long hours. Maximize your time and order office supplies online and pack and ship from a store that stays open late. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday, and you'll find incredible savings on hot holiday gifts and more. Get a 58-inch Vizio Smart TV for just $698 and save $50 on a PS4 or Xbox bundle for just $299. Plus, we've got an NRB Bluetooth speaker for under $25. Don't miss out. Black Friday deals all weekend. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop starting Thanksgiving Day at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Pricing valid through Sunday, November 29 while supplies last. See club for details.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
Get a shot, Jennifer. 13 and a half before the hour. It's Wednesday on the Good Day program.
Did you say you want to take shots, Doug?
So, well, there are two surveys that I have just stumbled upon. One of them is about taking shots and how the gender gap has narrowed on alcohol consumption. In other words, the long-standing difference between men and women and their consumption of alcohol, and more importantly, alcohol-related harm, appear to be narrowing. The gap is now the percentage of people in the last year or so who drank alcohol in the previous 30 days increased for females from 44.9% to 48.3%, but decreased from for men from 54.4% to 56.1%. So that means that 48% of all of the women in this survey have had a drink in the last 30 days, and I would guess that probably includes you.
I had one on my last drink on Saturday, yes.
Really? How much do you drink?
Really? What do you mean? Well, during the week.
That's kind of defensive.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like a daily total?
You have a glass of wine a day.
I don't drink. I mean, really, it is rare that I drink during the week, unless I'm at some kind of social affair or something.
Right.
And on the weekends, I'll have some wine. I mean, I really have gotten into the mode where I really will have an occasional martini, but mostly I'm a wine drinker. That's about it.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think what we're finding out now is that because we're both, I don't drink anyway. I'm not a good drinker. We tease every once in a while about going out on Saturday night and drink. Saturday night drinking night, right. But
lots of sangria.
It's by 8 o'clock. Last night by 8 o'clock, we were both ready for the Sacola. It just. All right,
it's so funny how when you get out of practice, you just can't drink like you used to, though.
But good thing is I never have. Okay, here's some good news about women who work. This is women who are married who work, Jennifer, so this would not include you. The share of wives who earned at least $30,000 a year more than the household husband has increased, so that now 9% of working women who are married and whose husband work are making more money than the man. Hmm. Does that stat make sense? And I don't know, is that good? I see nothing wrong with it, frankly, except sometime, in some circumstances, men's egos are such that they can't handle the fact that the woman in their life either makes more money, has more money, and that usually ends up in disruption in terms of how the their relationship works. So, which is kind of too bad, in a manner of speaking. There's a report which provides this information about number of children. It seems that the women who are most successful have two children. They have a husband that works a regular job and contributes to some of the things that are... I don't even begin to understand how a husband with a working wife doesn't contribute. Why isn't it equal? Whatever gets done at home, if you got a job, she's got a job. Why isn't it equally split? I don't even understand what that conversation's about.
Women have this innate nature to take care of things.
Nurturing. 51 after on Good Day.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Time. A lot of things are happening in the world of technology. Robots have been invented that can clean your grill, wash your windows, and get you where you need to go. A review of robotics just in time for Thanksgiving. Maybe you can join Bill Shatner in putting your turkey in the frying pan. Maybe the better thing, use a robot to do that so you don't burn your fingers, your hand, your arms, right? Is that a good idea?
Safe, yeah. You want to do safety first.
Right. Okay. The focus on how many Americans are going to hit the road is something that's legion. A lot of people talk about this every Thanksgiving. 42 million hitting the roadway is expected. So I have Brian Osich here. He's going to help you find some things that you can do to help save time and arrive safely to your destination.
Thanksgiving is one of the busiest travel days of the entire year. George Baker, OnStar Emergency Services Manager, says that's why it's a good idea to plan your route ahead of time.
We expect heavy traffic conditions this holiday season. This means your regular route may be backed up. It's wise to use a built-in navigation system like OnStar Turn-by-Turn to plan your route, which our subscribers use nearly 4 million times a month. Drivers can also access directions through built-in nav systems or Apple CarPlay in newer models.
Baker says more than 100,000 emergency requests are made every month, and drivers need to be especially vigilant over the next few days.
Buckle your seatbelt and give full attention to the road. Don't be distracted by your cell phone or fellow passengers. Slow down and don't drive while impaired or if you feel drowsy. And if something unexpected happens on your trip, OnStar is there in any type of situation, whether it's helping with a flat tire or a more serious emergency. Help is just a button press away.
For more, go to OnStar.com. That's Newsbreak from OnStar.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear. The season's best deals, plus doorbusters. Surprise them with a Fender Squire Strat with amp and accessories, just $149. Make the holidays more musical with a ukulele or a toka djembe drum, just $29. Or a Shure vocal microphone, also just $29. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doorbusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
All right, so Jennifer and Doug here on Good Day with a focus on, focus on robotic technology, making our lives easier, supposedly, making our lives more efficient, supposedly, from helping with the most tedious household chores to getting us around. Robotics have the potential to revolutionize our day-to-day lives. And this is the... If you can't tell, I'm reading a press release from the Consumer Electronics Show that will take place in January. Mm-hmm. And this is their hype. I sort of was going to, you can always tell when I'm reading something versus when I'm interpreting it, right? Or when I'm just giving you.
Yeah, there's a difference.
There's a difference in my, in sort of the gait of my cadence. There is nothing better, so they say, than grilling during tailgate parties. There may not be a more tedious chore than cleaning your grill. The GrillBot. Something brand new. This is actually, I know why they're doing this. Because they want people not only to know it's going to be a consumer electronics, they want people to buy these things for Christmas, if you can find them. So,
yeah.
For the person in your life who has everything that grills, you can now get this person the GrillBot. The GrillBot cleans the grill for you. It moves autonomously. It is, I don't remember, I'm trying to imagine. I suppose you can probably Google GrillBot and see how this thing works. I'm just trying to imagine what, why do you need, so put the thing in the sink and get some steel wool and clean it off. What's the big deal?
Very upset.
Well, I mean, these things are silly. Okay. Here's another, chore that can be accomplished with the help of robotics, cleaning your windows. All right? There's a new company called Ecovacs, which produces a robotic product that does your windows for you. Robots also providing transportation. There's a new company called Ninebot that has created a vehicle that gets you where you need to go. And it looks kind of like one of those, the car that was, who was it? It was a Google car that was stopped in San Francisco going too slow the other day.
That's right.
Right. The self-driving car.
Self-driving, yeah.
Right. So I don't know. Am I going to wrap myself, ever be able to wrap myself around this sort of stuff without sounding like an old fuddy-duddy?
You know what? I have faith in you, but it is weird. I mean, hello, it's a self-driving car.
just crazy stuff.
Jeez.
The let's see, Disney letting parents control internet privileges. They have a device that gives parents control over what and how children. So you can get that for Christmas for $99. You don't think there's going to be a ton of stuff that Disney's going to be pushing for Christmas? That's one of them from the world of technology. 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.